Hello and welcome to episode 277 of the Dairobi Health Show. Recently I was traveling, and I sometimes beat myself up when I travel. I try to eat well and exercise when I'm traveling. However, I might be a little bit overzealous about my nutrition. I'm in the health world after all. I want to set a good example, and I want to be as healthy as I possibly can. And I find that hard to do when I'm traveling. I have more sugar when I'm traveling. I have more unhealthy foods. And I've given this a lot of thought. And I beat myself up because I do not have perfect willpower. And I doubt I ever will. And I've given this a lot of thought and a lot of research and read what a lot of experts have said about traveling in a healthy way. And these five tips are designed for real-world travel where you want to enjoy your vacation, not stress too much about food, but you also don't want to come back and have to do 2 weeks of recovery for 1 week of travel or something like that, right? So I think these are a really great list. I'm going to try to go over them quickly, but summer's coming if you're, depending on when you're listening to this podcast, obviously, but here in the North American continent anyway, or the northern hemisphere, it goes all the way around the world. And let me just think about my geography here. Yeah, if you're in the northern hemisphere, summer is coming. And you probably will be doing some traveling. Now, this first tip may not make much sense to you, but I think it's really powerful. And that is lower your standards first. I actually think this is part of my problem and why I travel with a little bit of guilt, because I expect to continue my very healthy home routine while I'm on the road. And I finally realized, why am I doing that to myself? There's not going to be the same amount of healthy food available. Sometimes I do driving vacations, sometimes we're flying. When we're driving, we're kind of stuck with whatever's available when it's time to eat. Now, of course, we have some control over where we stop, and there's healthier choices than others. But I found that I just need to be a little less tough on myself. So I lower my standards just a little bit, but there's no use keeping the lofty health goals I have when I'm in my routine while I'm on the road and have about 50% probably of the control that I have when I'm home. So there's plenty of nutritional habits I can keep while I'm traveling. For example, I still stop eating after dinner. I still strive to eat all my food slowly and mindfully. I prioritize protein. Even in a less than ideal meal, I just make sure that for example, if it's a fast food meal, I'll get maybe a double burger with small fries. For example, more protein, less crap. It's not an ideal meal by any means, but it's better by a few hundred calories, and it's a better source of protein. So I also generally don't eat before 10 a.m. Those are great health habits that will make up for some of the difficulty of traveling. These habits alone are better than what a lot of people keep on, even when they're at home. And so this takes some pressure off if the food quality is lower. So I try not to stress about a few extra snacks or fast food meals while I'm traveling. Tip number two, plan ahead and pack smart snacks. I find this is not that hard to do, especially driving on a driving vacation. You have a lot of control about, you generally, depending on how far you go, you can often pack healthy food for the duration and get yourself all the way there. I'm a huge fan of my own nuts on a flight, for example, some form of healthy drink. And so it's easier to reach for unhealthy options like fast food or sugary snacks if you're not prepared. So try to prepare ahead. And also, we have found that having an Airbnb over a motel or hotel room makes a major difference when we travel as well, because in an Airbnb, you have a kitchen. And so you're able to go out and do some shopping and buy that healthy food that you'll want, which you're often going to eat first thing in the morning or later at night. And it also saves you money on food when you're having enough food in your Airbnb for all of your own breakfasts. So that's tip number two, plan ahead as much as possible so that you have healthy snacks and food available wherever you go. Tip number three is, you might have guessed this one, stay hydrated and mindful of your beverages. Proper hydration is crucial for overall health, even when you travel, believe it or not. I take my bottle everywhere. Chances are you do too. This is getting to be more and more common. Everywhere I go, I see people with their water bottles. And hey, we're being kind to Mother Earth when we're not buying a bunch of plastic bottles on the road and throwing them out. I'm not a zealot on this point. I buy my share of drinks. However, my primary go-to is my own water bottle, which does save some garbage and plastic. And so it's just a great habit, having your bottle with you at all times. Again, it's another money saver. Many of the places that you go on a vacation have water fountains where you can refill your own bottle. Excessive consumption of sugary drinks, alcohol, and caffeine can obviously derail your plan a little bit and actually cause you to be dehydrated, some of the sodas especially, and then contribute to fatigue, making your vacation less fun. So opt for water, herbal teas, or unsweetened beverages whenever possible, and stay hydrated as your primary weapon with your own water bottle. Tip number 4, choose balanced meals and prioritize protein. Dining out while traveling is part of the fun, right? Trying new cuisine is an exciting part of being out there in the world or in a different area or country that you've never been to. And as long as you have some idea what a protein, fat, and carb is, you can often order accordingly. And the reason we prioritize protein always is because our bodies need it. It's the building blocks of our body. It's also satiating. So we're less likely to overeat or have a big dessert if we have prioritized protein with every meal. And of course, try to get veggies with every single meal, as we teach in our Dairobi Undiet. A short aside for the Dairobi Undiet, if you just Google Dairobi Undiet, it will pop right up. It's a free diet that I have been teaching for a few years. I think it's an absolutely fantastic way to eat. It's dead simple. There's no calorie counting, and people have lost a lot of weight with it. We have a lot of great testimonials on that product. It's absolutely free, and it's easy to do. So if you haven't done that yet or read about it or tried it, I highly recommend that you download our free guide. So again, enjoying local cuisine should be an enjoyable aspect of travel as long as we prioritize protein, get healthy carbs, fats, and protein as often as we can, get those veggies with each meal. As always, dressing on the side. There's nothing worse than having a, you know, doing the right thing, getting a big salad with your meal, and then having it smothered with 300 or 400 extra calories in the dressing that they put on it. If you have it on the side, you can just, you know, enjoy a little less than your average chef might put on a salad. Tip number 5, practice mindful eating and listen to your body. Traveling can disrupt your usual eating patterns all by itself, and this can lead to mindless snacking or overeating. So continue practicing that mindful eating, tuning into your body's hunger and fullness cues. For example, for me, if I'm traveling into the evening, I'm more likely to say yes to the snack cart unless I just do a quick gut check, literally, and go, oh, I'm actually not hungry. I was only going to take that food because it was offered to me. But in actual fact, if I'm mindful and paying attention, I don't have to eat food just because it's presented to me. I can stay in my intermittent fasting window while I travel and not just eat mindlessly because I'm out and about at a time that I'm normally home, right? So these are some of the disruptions we get when we're traveling. But hopefully these 5 tips will help you. And as a supplemental tip, let's talk about supplements. When I'm at home, I take a variety of supplements every morning and a handful of supplements at night. If I'm traveling, I don't take my entire kit. I limit my supplements, especially if I'm crossing borders. I just don't want to have anything confiscated because it looks weird or they don't know what it is. So for some of you, the number one supplement you're going to want to take is Eat Anything RX. I get a surprising amount of calls or texts before someone travels saying, hey, I'm headed out of the country. I'm going to India on business. And I just realized I'm almost out of Eat Anything RX. Can you get me some in a hurry? And by the way, I don't mean to pick on India. I've been to India just one time, and some of the most delicious food I've ever eaten in my life was in India. However, for people not used to a different country's food, whether India or Europe or Canada or Mexico or wherever, it can cause some stomach disruptions just because you're eating a different type of food. And so the last thing you want is to have discomfort and bloating and gas on a vacation. So Eat Anything, for many of you I know, will be your number one supplement that you're going to want to take. Numbers 2 and 3, I would say, are Mimi's Miracle Multi and Mimi's Miracle Minerals, because these are the foundation of supplements. These are the building blocks of your body. This is the weight loss and the chromium GTF. This is the minerals that we need every single day. Electrolytes in the Mimi's Miracle Minerals as well. So that's foundational. If you're a drinker and you plan on indulging to excess while you travel, you may want to add in Mimi's Miracle Glutathione. Many of you may not know that glutathione is not only a precursor to helping with hangovers, but something you can take on the morning after as well. Take a double dose the morning of your drinking spree and a double dose the next morning. Believe it or not, there are clinical studies showing that glutathione aids in a significant way to the effects of a hangover. Next is pounds and inches drops, especially around dinner, as an appetite suppressant if you're going to try to keep your intermittent fasting going, as I do when I'm on vacation. Not always, again, you know, not every single night, but most nights I still will stop eating after dinner. Now, remember, if you're flying, that there is the 3.4 ounce liquid rule. So the last thing you want is to take 4 ounce supplements of liquids with you and have them confiscated. So check them or put those supplements in 2 ounce containers. We also sell them, all of our liquids, in 2 ounce sizes as well that are great travel sizes if you're just putting all your stuff in a carry-on. These are fairly simple to do. As everything that we do at Dairobi, we try to keep it real, we try to keep it doable, we try to keep it effective. And the only dietary rules or guidelines that will ever work are the ones that we can do. That's why number one is to lower your standards a little bit. There is a time to just enjoy a treat. A treat is a perfectly normal food. To enjoy a less than ideal meal every now and then will not hurt those of us that are intentional about our health, generally doing a good job. I've contended for a long time that if we live a really healthy diet to about and a diet and lifestyle generally to about 80% of a high standard, we'll be very healthy, more healthy than the vast majority of people around us. Just 80% of our principles. And when we're traveling, maybe it's 70%, but maybe that'll make us enjoy our trip a little bit more, not give us the 2 or 3 weeks of recovery nutritionally and exercise-wise that we might have needed. And I hope these tips do that for you. Until next time, this is Dave Sherwin wishing you health and success.